Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, and welcome to the Center for American Progress press call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Buffy Wicks. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Buffy Wicks. I'm a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and I wanted to thank you all for getting on today's call. Just as a reminder, this call is being recorded, and by being on this call, you consent to being recorded. On today's call, you're going to hear from Neera Tanden from the Center for American Progress, Mary Kay Henry from the Service Employees International Union, Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and Stephanie Shriok from Emily's List new research arm, American Women. These ladies will talk through the details of our new initiative, Fair Shot, a plan for women and families to get ahead, which we will launch publicly next week. Together, our organizations are in a unique position to impact the conversation here in D.C. and around the country about the challenges women face today and how we can work to ensure that families are not just getting by, but have an opportunity to get ahead. Today's speakers will talk through the key themes of our campaign and explain our efforts' goals. With that, I will turn it over to Neera Tanden from the Center for American Progress.
Hi, everybody. This is Neera Tanden. I just wanted to say that the Center for American Progress is thrilled to join with American Women, Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and Service Employees International Union, SEIU, to announce this initiative. We believe that it's critical that we place women at the center of our public policy debates and make the case that policies that improve the lives of women are critical to ensuring families are not just getting by, but getting ahead. We're excited about the launch on September 18th on Wednesday. We'll have a three-hour kickoff event with Senior White House Advisor Valerie Jarrett and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. And in that event, we're really going to talk through the themes at the heart of this campaign, promoting women's economic security and mobility, ensuring healthy families and protecting reproductive rights, and expanding women's leadership. So you'll hear much more about this on Wednesday at our event, which I hope everyone will be at. But we are really excited by this, this profound partnership, which really marries a concern around reproductive health and health for women with a concern around economic security and economic mobility for women and their families. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mary Kay Henry.
Thank you, Neera, and thank all of you for joining us on this call. I am so proud to be part of an initiative where we have come together to lay out a solutions-driven policy agenda that will ensure that women have a fair shot in the workplace, in accessing health care, and when it comes to business or political leadership. As folks know, two-thirds of women in this nation are primary or co-breadwinners for their families, and these families deserve a fair shot at achieving economic security and success in a tough economy. When women earn less than men for equal work, and when women are forced to choose between being a good caretaker and being a good employee, their families don't have a fair shot at success. And that's why we're focusing on ensuring that the lowest paid women are paid fairly, and that men and women have access to childcare, and that leaders and advocates understand the impact that raising the minimum wage would have on women and their families. Retail, childcare, home health, teaching assistants are among the low-wage jobs that are held primarily by women. Some of those jobs, such as home care workers and childcare workers, once were jobs in which workers were denied the same protections as other working people. But women have cared for aging seniors in their homes so they could live out the rest of their lives with dignity, and women have been responsible for building the brains of young minds and ensuring children had a healthy start in life. Have been dismissed in our past as just caretakers. But in some states, including Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Minnesota, women working in these jobs have been able to come together and raise awareness about the value of their work and secure funds for education and training to provide better care and also raise their wages through collective bargaining. This has not only meant that women can deliver better service, but it has helped them boost their wages and their economic security. I use this example to stress that the political will and support of business and civic leaders, we can radically change the status quo and improve economic outcomes for women. And that's why we're proud to be part of this initiative to give women and families a fair shot in our economy and in our country.
Great.
And now,
go ahead, Mary Kay.
Am I turning it to Cecile, Buffy, or?
Yes.
I'm sorry. And now you're going to hear from a wonderful advocate for women, Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood.
Thanks so much, Mary Kay. And my name is Cecile Richards, and I'm here on behalf of Planned Parenthood Action Fund. And it is a real delight to be part of this historic partnership and to be joining Buffy and Neera and Stephanie and Mary Kay to help launch this Fair Shot campaign. You know, we provide health care to millions of folks every year, and it's been quite extraordinary over the last few months. Just really every week, I have a woman stop me somewhere to say, you know, I just went to the doctor for my annual well woman exam, and when I got to the checkout, they said, no worry, there's actually no cost this year. And then they say, I went to get their birth control filled at the pharmacy, and they get back a note that says, actually, there's no copay. This is literally 27 million women across the country are already benefiting from the Affordable Care Act and the preventive care benefit, which includes the birth control benefit. And, of course, by the time that health care reform is fully implemented, that number will reach 47 million. And why this is so exciting is because these aren't just health care issues. These are fundamental economic issues for women and for their families. You know, more than a third of women voters say they have struggled to afford their birth control prescription at some point in their lives. And, of course, that's one of the reasons women go off birth control and why we have such a astronomical unintended pregnancy rate in America. But studies show that when cost isn't a factor, women move to birth control methods that work for them, and we collectively experience fewer unintended pregnancies. So access to birth control has made it possible for generations of women to both plan their families, but as importantly, get an education, finish school, and pursue their career dreams. And many other things have happened, of course, in the Affordable Care Act to benefit women, including ending gender rating by insurance companies and allowing women to get health insurance, even if they have been previously been battling breast cancer or other medical issues. So on the one hand, we're making enormous progress, and yet this year alone, we've had a record number of bills that have been introduced across the country that would restrict access to just about everything for women. Birth control, effectively end safe and legal abortion access, cut women off from cancer screenings, as we've seen in the state of Texas, and wipe out sex education programs that help prevent teen pregnancy. And worst of all, of course, these bills are being passed in states where there's already very little access to health care for women and where we really need to make progress. So that's why we are very excited at the Planned Parenthood Action Fund to join CAP and SEIU and American Women and really make it a priority to put forward a plan that puts women at the center of our public policy debate. So I'm really looking forward to next Wednesday joining so many incredible women as we launch this Fair Shot campaign and working with them in the months ahead to make sure that we have a national dialogue across the country about these issues and make sure that women and their families are part of the conversation about how we're going to get ahead in America. And with that, turn over to my good friend and ally, Stephanie Shriak from American Women.
Thank you, Cecile, and thank you all for joining us this afternoon to talk about this very important initiative. It is such a great honor to be in this coalition with SEIU, CAP, and Planned Parenthood Action Fund, and also so many women across the country, whether in organizations or individually, who are joining in this endeavor. It is very, very exciting. You know, it's clear that women want and deserve a fair shot. And as we rolled out American Women, the Emily's List research arm affiliated organization, it was clear through the research we did that there's a lot that women across the country are looking for, hoping for, and want to see in their futures. In the 2012 election, women really sent a message by rejecting politicians who supported anti-women policies that would have rolled back the clock on their rights. Now, it's time to amplify the voices of women across the nation and work to make sure their voices are heard in Washington and backed up with policies that make their lives just a little bit easier. From our research, We know American women want their leaders in Washington to take a proactive approach to helping women and families. A 53% majority of women prefer leaders to stand up for women by advancing policies to help improve their lives, while only 28% put a priority on standing up against efforts to meddle in women's lives. This is one of the reasons that our initiative is focused on expanding women's leadership. And the final point I want to share today is that it is essential that women have a seat at the table. One reason policies that we're going to be discussing are developed without an understanding of their impact on women is because women often are not part of the decision-making process. You know, we're getting better and there's more and more voices, but the truth is, until we see more, we have our work cut out. And our work together will focus on how we can expand opportunities for women to assume leadership roles and participate in the policymaking process, whether public or private. So together, we will work to amplify the voices of women across the country and to ensure women and families have a fair shot. Thank you. I'm going to hand it back to Neera. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, and I think we're ready for questions.
And if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to assemble our queue. And we'll go to Kay Seeger with Talking Points Memo.
Hi, I was on the Hill about a month or two ago, and Nancy Pelosi had a meal where she talked about some of these same issues, pay equality, child care access, those kinds of things. Is this part of the same coordinated campaign, or is this sort of a new initiative? And could you maybe explain how this may connect to any campaign or other initiatives happening this over the next year or so?
So I'll take the legislative angle on this. This is Neera, and if others want to talk about campaigns elsewhere, they're welcome to. Is absolutely the case that we have had women leaders in the Congress who have championed legislation. Obviously, Leader Pelosi has in the past and in this year has offered legislation alongside Rosa DeLauro, and they have a package of proposals where there's a lot of overlap. There's paid leave, childcare access. What we're really trying to do in this initiative is to raise the voices of women to create much more public demand. If you look at these issues, they have really bipartisan support. We want these issues to be ones where there's really a focus and a demand on both sides of the aisle to get things done. Because as Stephanie was pointing out, you know, women really across the political spectrum think of these issues as ones that really just need to be addressed regardless of the politics. And so this effort isn't behind one piece of legislation per se, but really is about getting broad support for action on the whole host of these issues, health, economic security, as well as leadership.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, that is star 1. And there are no further questions at this time.
All right, operator. Well, thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Neera, Stephanie, Cecile, and Mary Kay. And hope everyone has a great Friday and a great weekend.